Anna Colover and Jesse Weaver. Thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we're so excited to be here.
Congratulations to you both on the publications of your first books.
Thank you. Thanks.
Must feel pretty amazing.
It does.
It really does. That's great.
So, your books are very different in many ways, but they both deal with online identities and social media, both the attraction and the dark side. It's a very complicated issue that we are all navigating in different ways. What led you to choose to write about this?
You want to go first, Jesse?
Sure. For me, I think a lot of it was, I was a teacher. I taught high school. And so for me, I saw a lot of how my students would put on this front on social media and how they would compare themselves to the front that other people put on social media. And it just makes it so easy for us to put on this mask of who we want to be and who we want to present to the world. But it can be so damaging, especially when you're comparing yourself to a cultivated image of someone else. So I started to ask myself the question, what happens if you take off those masks? What happens if you start to tell yourself and other people the truth? Is it okay to risk yourself knowing that other people might judge you, knowing that you might not live up to what other people expect you to be? Is it worth putting yourself out there knowing that it's okay to be who you really are and that actually the truth can actually set you free?
I love that. I love that about your book. I think it's like such an important message and resonated even with me, and I'm almost 30. I think that 7% of Rodevro isn't quite as pointedly about social media, but definitely deals with technology and the effect that that has on everyone, especially young people. And when I got the idea for the book, I was working at a software startup in their marketing department. And I really wanted to write a story about a young woman who, you know, has an idea for this app and it kind of runs away with her and becomes bigger than she ever thought that it would be, which I think is probably how the creators of, you know, Facebook and Instagram felt when their apps ran away with them. And I wanted to write about that incredible potential of technology, but also its potential sinister side, especially with young people. And that's kind of what Ro has to grapple with as the story goes on. I think that technology has, you know, kind of this limitless potential that in a way that other industries don't necessarily, but it also is so ingrained into our lives, especially with social media. And it can have a really big impact on our mental health and all these other things. And so that's kind of what Ro has to deal with and what Jesse's characters have to deal with.
Definitely. Yeah, I love the way that your characters really grapple with the idea of what makes us human and how does technology play into that. Mm-hmm. That really resonated with me too.
Thanks.
Are you two, like, are you friends on social media?
Ew, no. yes.
For sure. That's how we met.
And are you friends in real life? Like you
also, no, yes.
Yeah. Ellen, you're hurting my feelings.
Yeah, Jesse reached out to me in an Instagram DM, actually. It was maybe September or October.
Yeah.
And it was just the best. I was so happy. She was like, you know, I also write YA. My book is also coming out in January. I also live in Denver. And I was so happy to meet her. And so we just got coffee. And I've been so grateful to have Jesse in my life because going through the debut process and having your first book come out is so exciting, but also really scary and just an absolute roller coaster. And it's been such a gift to me to have Jesse and her friendship and navigating all of this with someone, you know, by my side that's also going through it.
Yeah, seriously, back at you, because there's so many times I feel like that I've texted you like, Ellen, is this normal? And she's been like, I don't know, but it's happening to me too. And that's been really nice.
Totally.
Yeah, that sounds like you were really lucky to be able to go through that together.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
And I was going to ask, like, even though writing seems to be like a solitary occupation, like, how important is it to have like a support network? And what does that look like for each of you? Is that each other? Is
so important. And I think that honestly has been, besides having my book in bookstores, like the greatest gift of the debut experience is meeting other authors and forging those friendships. You know, before the book deal, I had a critique group here in Denver, which those women are also so incredibly important to me and such a good support system. And like you said, writing can be incredibly solitary. And I think that we can feel also very protective and vulnerable about sharing our work. But so much of the magic of being a writer happens when you do share it and you have people who are excited about your work with you and who are there to support you during the hard stuff as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I met my critique group in grad school, and they were absolutely critical to me getting this book out there. I think without them, I probably would have given up, because there's just so many times when it feels like, oh, this is not good. I don't know what I'm doing, and no one's ever going to want to read this. And so to have those people come in and be like, hey, could it be improved? Yes. And we are going to work on that together, and we're here to help you, and we're here to support you. That is very, very huge, I think.
Mm-hmm. How does it, like, compare here, like, being a writer to being in other places?
We've talked about that quite a bit, actually, yeah. Because we both kind of talked about how it sometimes feels like the whole book world is in New York City.
It does.
and I think that there are pros and cons to not being there, like, in the epicenter of mm-hmm. publishing. For me, it's kind of a relief not to be in the heart of everything, because publishing as a process can be so overwhelming and so all-consuming, yeah. And it's nice to kind of be able to take a step back and be in nature and just find a smaller community. I'm a total introvert, and so big crowds and big groups really intimidate me, and so I'm grateful to have, you know, kind of, it is a smaller writing community out here, but a really strong one. There are really talented writers in yeah. Colorado and just in Denver specifically. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm a total extrovert. I love people. I love being around people. But I'm actually grateful to not be in the epicenter of everything, too, because it helps me to take that time to just be quiet and be with my thoughts, because I have a really hard time saying no to social invitations because I love them. So for me, it's good. I feel like if I were in New York, I would be at every single book launch that I could go to, and I would never write any more books because I wouldn't have time to do it. So I think it's good that I'm here.
Nice. And I understand that you have an event together coming up. Can yes. you tell us more about it?
Yeah. We're super excited. We're going to be at the Boulder Bookstore on Friday at 6:30, correct?
Mm-hmm.
6:30. And we're super excited because we are specifically focusing on teens. It's open to anyone, but, you know, our books are YA, and we both have a heart for writing for teenagers and for the teenage experience. And we've got a really fun game of mm-hmm. murder mystery mash plan. So it's kind of a mixture of both of our books. So we hope everyone will think that that's super fun. And we're excited to meet future readers and hopefully people who have already read our books.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
That would be nice. But yeah, it's a free event. You can register online to just make sure you reserve your spot. But we'd love to see anyone there.
Yeah.
My guests today have been Eleanor Clover and Jesse Weaver. They'll be presenting their books in person tonight at 6:30 in the Boulder Bookstore. Thanks to both of you for joining me in the studio.
Thank you.
Thank you.